We begin four lines down from the top on Tes Omid Beis. Yesterday, or last time, we discussed again the calculations of knowing when, how many years it's been since the Messianic era, or how the scribe can calculate from the Tana's knowledge of how many years it's been since, from the Messianic era, to calculate what date he's supposed to write in his documents corresponding to year number one, which is year number six from the Greek Empire, when the Greek Empire took hold. And we also mentioned the fact that the world is supposed to last only 6,000 years, and we happen to be in year 5,777. So what exactly that means, we don't know. If we're alive, our grandchildren are alive, I guess they'll find out. But now the Gemara again this continues to discuss calculations, but now in a different topic, but related. Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yehoshua, Haiman Delo Yada Kamu Shani B'Shavua Hu Omid, Nitfi Chad Shasa, V'Nechshav Klali B'Yovli Uprati B'Shvui. Okay, so before I get into all the details, I'll give you the easy answer, and then we'll discuss the Gemara's more complex solution. If a person doesn't know which year we're in the Shemitah cycle, how does he figure it out? He doesn't know when Shemitah is going to be observed. He wants to get an idea. How can he possibly figure it out if he has no clue? And I guess there aren't people around to ask. So is there any information that he can use to help him get to the correct answer? So the answer is yes. The first piece of information that he needs to have, and presumably he does have, is he knows how many years it's been since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, why does that matter? Well, it matters as follows. The Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed on Motzei Shavuos, the year after the Shemitah. In other words, year one of the Churban was the second year of Shemitah. Now you would think, when do we begin calculating year one? You might think that year one of the Churban is the same as year one of Shemitah because the Churban happened on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was in the month of Av, so the year doesn't begin till Tishrei. So really, it's both in year one. So the Rashi explains, no, we began counting the years for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash from the following year. And that is why year one of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash is actually the second year of Shemitah. So therefore, if a person ever wants to know what year we are in the Shemitah cycle, it's very simple. All he needs to do is add one, so that now the Shemitah year and the year after the Churban are the same number, divided by seven, and whatever number is left, you'll figure it out. So, for example, if the person wants to know how many years, what year we are in the sabbatical year, in the Shemitah cycle, well, he can ask somebody, or he can, on his own, he'll know it's 520 years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So, all he needs to do is say, okay, let's add 1 year to that. It's 521 divided by seven. You get 74 and change. So you know that every 7 years there's Shemitah. So if you're at year 74, that means you have 3 years left to year 77. That means you're in the fourth year of the cycle, three more to go. But of course, the Gemara gives a little more complex solution. And the Gemara says that you separate the centuries from the tens and ones digits, and you separate the centuries what as follows: v'nishkal mimeya trei v'nishti aprati v'nichshavinu leprati b'shvui. What you do is you take all the centuries and you say again. And by the way, this is all according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. I didn't mention that before. Rabbi Yehuda says that the year 50 is actually year 49 and year 1. There isn't a gap year. It goes 49 to 49. So year 50 begins year 1. So with Yovel, there is no effect. That's why here the calculation will be important, because you take two Yovels are 98 years, and you have two extras. So if you're dealing with 5 centuries, let's say the year is 520, so you have to add a 1 year, it's 521, and then you say, okay, 5 centuries, that means there were 98 Yovels to each one. There's two extra days or whatever in the to get to the century mark, times the 5 centuries, which is 10. So you have now take that number 10 and add it to the prati, to the numbers, the 10 digit and the 1 digit. So you add the 10 to the 21 for a total of 31, and then you divide that by 7 and you get 28, with how many left over? 3 left over, so you know you're in the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle. V'yeda kamu shani b'shvua v'simanach ki zeh shnatayim ha'ra'av b'kerev ha'aretz. He says this was 2 years of the famine. That's how you always remember to multiply those 2 years and then bring them over into the other column. Again, it's easier to just take the add one and divide the entire number by 7, and you'll figure it out. But the Gemara gives us a different way to solve it. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Achar arba meos lechurban habayis, im yomer lecha adam, kach sadeh shave elef dinarim bedinar echad, lo tikach. He said, after, says Rabbi Chanina, after 400 years following the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, so someone at that point would tell you, this field that I own for 1,000 dinars, I'm going to sell it to you for 1 dinar. Don't buy it. It's not a good deal. Why? Because we're already in the time when the Mashiach is supposed to be here. We're already in the middle of the Yemos HaMashiach. We're in that last 2,000 years. So don't buy it. You're wasting your money. Obviously, we're talking about someone who's buying property outside of Israel. Clearly, you could potentially rent it out and make some money on the deal, but the rabbis, I guess, weren't entrepreneurs of the sort at that time. B'mas nisa tana, we have a braisa which taught the same thing, just one minor difference. Achar arba'as alafim u'masayim u'shloshim v'achas shana l'brias olam. After 4,231 years from the creation of the world, im yomer lecha adam kach lecha sada shave elef dinar medinar echad, al tikach. If someone tells you to buy this field worth 1,000 dinars for one, don't buy it. So it's essentially the same thing. What exactly is the difference between the two? My benayu, what's the difference? Ike benayu tlas shnin. The difference between these two is really only 3 years. The reason it's only a 3 year difference is, again, the first Tana said 400 years after the Churban, and the second Tana said 431 years Lebrias Ha'olam. So if you do the calculation, there's 172 years from the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash until the year 4000, and now you have 172 plus 231, you get 403. And therefore, the only difference between the two are or is 3 years. So again, just to wrap up, the Gemara wanted to discuss how a person can calculate what year we are in the Shemitah cycle. The Gemara gave a little more of a complex way to solve it. The easy way to do it is that as long as you know that the date of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, you just have to add 1 year to make them divisible by 7, and then take that number divided by 7, and then you'll know exactly how many years you are left in until the next Shemitah cycle.